wasn't exactly the world's best student. I didn't. I came from a fairly poor family, which would have been called working class if anybody bothered to work in it. I was really fairly feral. I always say to people, I was actually brought up by the Sheffield Cutlers and the local skating rink, and there's an awful lot of truth in that. I didn't really go to school. Didn't see the point of it. My place of safety was a local rink. What happened was I'd seen down in Leicester a lady called Jocelyn Taylor coming really towards the end of her career. She'd won the World Championships twice. She was extremely good, triple gold medalist, professional skater. She'd come and do a demonstration covered in sequins, and she was just something out of a storybook. And you know, you just at four, you just want to be that. And her partner, who later died of cancer, they'd won the World Pairs Championship, and they were incredible. And I just wanted to be that man. We were down here for I think 2-3 days. Was put up in the Warners Hamerley camp for free. The thing that impressed me more than anything was I could have as much to eat as I wanted. I was sleeping in a nice, warm, clean bed. And the one thing I can remember more than anything else was I was allowed to have as much candy floss as I wanted. And the candy floss was red, white and blue. I think we came down on the Friday, went down to the rink, which is nothing like it looked today. There were fairy lights everywhere. The rink surface was superb. It really was excellent. And I've never skated outside before, ever. Just loved it. And it was more or less 20 by 40, which was what we were used to. And skated on this thing, and it was brilliant. And came down, and the Goldicott knew what he was doing. He knew how to prepare you, and he took me there about an hour beforehand. And I was coming and saw some people, and had a cup of tea, and watched, and went out. And I was doing routines which I knew well, and it was phenomenal. Loved it, and you know, to have there must have been between 300 and 400 people there.